This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the podcast from JNS Pediatrics for August 17th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pinchem. The article topics in this podcast are oncology and trauma. Hospital care of childhood traumatic brain injury in the United States from 1997 to 2009, a neurosurgical perspective. A clinical article by Joseph Pyatt and Daniel Neff. Pyatt and Neff have analyzed hospital care of severe childhood traumatic brain injury, TBI, in a nationwide population database. Data were obtained from the Kids Inpatient Database, KID, for 1997, 2000, 2003, 2006, and 2009. The KID is a product of the Healthcare Utilization Project, a cooperative state and federal compilation of hospital discharge data administered by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Because the KID contains limited clinical data, severe TBI was defined empirically by the coincidence of a principal diagnosis code for head injury and a procedure code for assisted ventilation. Patients discharged home alive in less than 4 days were excluded. The population-based incidence of severe TBI and the population-based mortality rate fell steadily over the period of the study by 30% and 36% respectively, but case mortality was constant at 24%. Like many previous investigators, Pyatt and Neff observed that white children and children with commercial insurance experienced lower mortality rates. The authors hypothesized that disparities in resource utilization account for these consistently documented disparities in outcomes. Multivariate analysis did not support this hypothesis for total hospital charges or rates of major neurosurgical procedures. However, white children and those with commercial insurance did enjoy higher rates of minor neurosurgical procedures. The authors discuss possible explanations for these observations and their implications. Application of diffusion tensor tractography in pediatric optic pathway glioma, a clinical article by Robert Lober and colleagues. Diffusion tensor, DT, imaging has emerged as a useful tool in planning surgeries that involve white matter structures, including the visual pathways. In this paper, the authors applied the technique to evaluate the optic nerves and tracts around optic pathway gliomas, for which, in some cases, surgical debulking becomes necessary. 10 consecutive patients were evaluated retrospectively with DT tractography. Several novel observations were made that could not be seen with conventional imaging techniques. Visual fibers either stopped abruptly, traversed abnormally dilated nerve segments, or, in some cases, were splayed widely around the tumor without measurable changes in vision. One patient, who had developed a new postoperative hemianopia, was found to have an unexpected superior and contralateral displacement of the optic tract, which potentially would have been vision-preserving information if it had been known prior to surgery. The authors show that this technique of optic pathway DT tractography is feasible and potentially helpful for preoperative planning or surgical navigation in patients with these tumors. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.